Welcome to the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. Much of west central Minnesota has been receiving regular rounds of rain, with the southern half of the Bird Island Bean Company's growing area receiving just too much rain this season. Bird Island Bean Company owner Kurt Meyer says his trade area does have a wide footprint, though, in west central Minnesota.
My area extends from Kimball, Minnesota, over to Morris, Minnesota, and then down through Clara City, back to Bird Island, Broughton, a little bit down in Springfield, too. So it's a nice area.
But Meyer says it's that southern half of his growing region where it's been too wet.
I think if any of the guys could tell you, the crops really don't look all that great. Just too much rain in June.
And there's been some light disease pressure showing up, but white mold doesn't seem to be too much of a problem this year.
Not that bad. I think a lot of guys got ahead of it this year because of last year. I think they're doing a good job.
Planted area held steady, but Meyer does expect harvested acres to be down a bit due to drown-out spots. Weekly dry bean prices in this week's USDA Weekly Dry Bean Pea and Lentil Market News report held steady to firm across the North Harvest region last week. Grower prices for pintos range from $21 to $23. Light and dark red kidneys were steady at $33 to $35. The blacks range from $25 to $26. Navies were at $23, and garbanzo beans were at $24. And that's this week's Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and by Topsin Fungicide by UPI.